Energy forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 55. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 44. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 48.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. These seven justices of the Kansas Supreme Court released a statement on Tuesday regarding the October 12th security incident that disrupted access to information systems used by courts statewide. According to the statement from Kansas Supreme Court Chief Justice Marla Luckert and Justices Eric Rosen, Dan Biles, Caleb Stegall, Evelyn Wilson, K.J. Wall, and Melissa Standridge, quote, "This assault on the Kansas system of justice is evil and criminal. Today we express our deep sorrow that Kansans will suffer at the hands of these cyber criminals," end quote. Topeka police have made an arrest in the October 11th murder of Ray Juan Spicer. A shooting was reported in the 1200 block of Southwest Clay shortly before 5:45 p.m. Spicer was located suffering from a gunshot wound and pronounced deceased at the scene. Topeka police did arrest 17-year-old Reginald Rucker Palacio in connection with the homicide. He's now facing charges of murder in the first degree and criminal possession of a weapon. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request the personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
AAA wants to remind drivers to stay alert this holiday. More than 500,000 Kansans are expected to travel this Thanksgiving holiday week. That's 2% more than last year, and AAA says that's because gas prices are 30 cents lower, and some gas stations in the state had gas prices as low as $2.67. Last year, the Kansas Highway Patrol did report there were 29 DUI arrests and one drunk driving crash during the Thanksgiving holiday week. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect for alleged child sex crimes. The Finney County Sheriff has issued a warrant for the arrest of 44-year-old Jose Cardenas Rodriguez in connection with rape, aggravated criminal sodomy, and aggravated indecent liberties with a child. Now, he has been known to live and work in the Garden City, Liberal, and Dodge City areas. Anyone with information on his whereabouts, please call Crime Stoppers at 620-275-7807. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. Court records show 27-year-old Ryan Rivera Meister pleaded no contest and was convicted on Tuesday of felony attempted child abuse. Rivera Meister was accused of killing 16-month-old Xavier Ruiz Alvarado in August of 2016. Court records indicate the child, who Rivera Meister had been watching for his girlfriend, died from head and stomach wounds consistent with blunt force. Rivera Meister is being held at the Hall County Detention Center. He'll be sentenced on February 26th of next year. The max penalty for a conviction on felony attempted child abuse is 50 years in prison. The Douglas County Health Department says it's seeing an increase in COVID-19, flu, and RSV cases. Being up to date on your vaccinations is part of what the health department recommends to help protect yourself against respiratory viruses. They also recommend you wash your hands and cover your cough. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
Burwell is Burwell.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Brenda Spencer with the Kansas State Historic Preservation Office addressed downtown Marysville business owners Thursday morning, as she is currently doing building surveys, which will be used to define a historic district, which could qualify much of the downtown area for potential tax credits and grants toward rehabilitation, restoration, and improvement efforts. Her work was initiated by the Marysville Chamber and Main Street. Spencer talks about the Register of Historic Places.
Register of Historic Places is the country's official list of historically significant properties. The Register of Kansas Historic Places is our state's official list of historically significant properties. The National Register was established in 1966. The Kansas Register was established in 1977. Though all properties included in the National Register in Kansas are also listed on the State Register, not all properties listed in the State Register are listed on National Register.
Significant benefits include the distinction, ability to retain historic character, and the financial incentives for work done on contributing properties.
The primary benefits, or the primary pros to establishing a historic district in your downtown, is reputation, it's tourism, it's promotional efforts based on, there are travelers that go visit historic districts. It does help protect the historic character of your building, as communities experience growth.
The boundary would include all buildings between Center and Broadway extending from 5th to 11th Streets, those properties north of Center from 6th to 9th Streets, and those south of Broadway from 8th to 10th. This area includes 86 potential units with historic character at least 50 years old. As the study moves to an application phase, a majority of building owners in the district would decide if the project moves forward.
In my opinion, it really is all or nothing. Majority rules, you guys are going to decide whether you want to proceed with the historic district.
Brenda Spencer noted that restrictions as to building improvements or renovations would only be under state supervision if the project were being used toward tax credits. Any work done with private investment will not be subject to any restrictions unless work is done which would require a city building permit. Interim City Administrator Jeff Peterson was present and noted that only major projects currently require a city permit, but the council may be well served in pursuing additional incentives or rules for consistency if a historic district designation is desired.
It's not unusual for cities to enact ordinances that deal with historic districts that may, in effect, put more stringent requirements in building permits or building modifications in an historic district. So I think that's part and parcel to this whole thing. Is okay, it's probably going to stimulate some interest in some local initiatives, regulations, whatever, that would complement the historic district, because after all, the idea here is to preserve, if it really is, not just the buildings, in terms of structure and everything else, but historic integrity of it.
Work on the building surveys continues, and application details could be finalized toward the first of next year. The entire application and approval process could take until late 2024 or 2025 to be complete, allowing for tax credit applications and incentives. At such time, if the project is fully approved, any application for tax credits would be subject to State Preservation Office review to ensure compliance with restrictions, and then could be eligible for up to 40% credits for improvements to contributing properties within the historic district. A Christmas lighting ceremony is planned Friday evening 5 until 7 at the Pony Plaza in downtown Marysville. Small Business Saturday is November 25th. 48th Annual Odell Craft Show is Saturday, hosted by the Odell Area Community Enrichment, and runs from 9 until 3. Barnes' annual light and horse-drawn parade is Saturday evening. The parade begins at 7. Blue Rivers Area Mercy Meals, Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas, will be packing 60,000 meals Monday, November 27th, at the Odell Community Building. They're in need of volunteers and will run at least 4 lines on each of 6 shifts, 2 hours per time shift. Time slots are 8 to 10, 10 to noon, noon to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 6, and 6 to 8 p.m. Help on the cleanup shift also appreciated. Volunteers may contact the State Bank of Odell to sign up for a shift or learn more on Facebook at Mercy Meals Odell.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Ashley Home Store in Beatrice says thank you, as Stan and Judy Meyer are retiring and selling the operations effective December 1st, they thank all of their loyal friends and customers. As a small token of appreciation, 100% of sales last Thursday were donated to the food pantries in Beatrice, Wymore, Marysville, and Fairbury, with a whopping $12,700 contributed. All staff will remain with the store in transition to new owners of the Ashley Home Store at the Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying nice and sunny today with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 30s. Cooler throughout Thanksgiving, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 50s. And mostly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Even cooler throughout Friday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. And cloudy skies continue into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. There will be a slight chance for some scattered snow showers throughout Saturday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 30s, and more snow possible into Saturday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Clearing up on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, and clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Sunny and a bit warmer into Monday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, and still clear into Monday night with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. And still more sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late November 52, record high on this date 73. The average low 29 and the record low was 1 below 0. Sunrise this morning 7:18, sunset this evening at 5:09.
The odds of getting struck by lightning are getting smaller and smaller. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 22nd, the 326th day of the year. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis celebrates a birthday, and the Beatles' White Album was released on this day in 1968. Only a few decades ago, several hundred Americans were killed by lightning each year. That number has declined to a dozen or two. What's going on? Lightning hasn't decreased, but our culture has. The declining number of farmers may be the prime reason. Once the most likely victims of lightning strikes, there are fewer farmers out in the fields today. We're also spending less time outdoors in general. During bad weather, most of us are in cars or huddled indoors. Medical training gets some credit, too, with emergency personnel now better equipped to treat victims. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Reflections in downtown Marysville will have fall and Thanksgiving items 50% off from now until November 25th. Outdoor decor, doormats, cards, and anything that shouts fall is now 50% off. This holiday season and Small Business Saturday, remember to shop local and shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2023 Chevy Trailblazer and Chevy Tahoe High Country Edition. Like new, a 2022 Silverado 1500 model and a 2022 Silverado 2500 HD. They're local trades, like new and priced right, at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Save money and get free stuff. Seriously, download the CJ Go app before you fill up next time and earn exclusive deals and rewards. Earn points with every fill up and redeem those points for dollars off your purchase. Download the CJ Go app and use it at all CJ Express locations. Join, shop, and save with CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort.
My name is Norman Jerkson. I'm an 8th-year member of the Boston Boosters 4-H Club. I am most thankful for all the love and support I get from my friends, family, and my community. And happy Thanksgiving.
Join the Small Business Celebration this Saturday, November 25th in downtown Marysville. Register from 8 till 9 a.m. The first 100 shoppers receive a goodie bag provided by Marysville Chamber Businesses. Grab a free Christmas photo at Santa's house, fill out your holiday wish list, catch hourly promotions, and a free showing of Wish at the Astro 3 Theater. Enjoy the fun and shop local this Small Business Saturday and this holiday season in Marysville. An invitation from The Empty Cup, Coffee Bar and Bistro, Reflections Hallmark, Innan's Automotive, and Pony Express Tanning and Trading.
Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville reminds everyone that during this busy holiday season, they will have cakes, pies, and cookies that you can pre-order for your holiday meal. If a trip out of the house is calling, Empty Cup is open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Holiday greetings from the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro.
Reflections in downtown Marysville will have fall and Thanksgiving items 50% off from now until November 25th. Outdoor decor, doormats, cards, and anything that shouts fall is now 50% off. This holiday season and Small Business Saturday, remember to shop local and shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
Looking your best during the holiday season matters. So does finding that unique gift. At Pony Express Tanning and Trading Company in downtown Marysville, you can handle both. From festive nails to holiday decor, you'll never know what you'll find. All in one stop, and a reminder to shop local this holiday season from Pony Express Tanning and Trading Company.
An invitation to shop local this holiday season from The Empty Cup, Coffee Bar and Bistro, Reflections Hallmark, Enan's Automotive, and Pony Express Tanning and Trading.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. The Kansas Jayhawks couldn't get anything going on offense as the Marquette Golden Eagles defense smothered KU, holding off the number one team in the country 73-59 in the Maui Invitational Classic. Kevin McCullough Jr. paced Kansas with 24 points and 8 rebounds. Hunter Dickinson had 13 points and 8 rebounds. And beyond the 12-minute mark, no other Jayhawks scored more than 3 points. KU will wrap up the Maui Invitational in the semifinals against Tennessee this afternoon at 2:30 on ESPN2. After a win over its arch rival in Kansas, the Kansas State Wildcats remain in the top 25 rankings. The latest college football playoff ranking has K-State at number 19 compared to number 21 last week. However, after the loss, the Jayhawks fell out of the top 25. The Cats now have senior day on Saturday against Iowa State with kickoff at 7 p.m. on Fox, Mid-American Network Sports.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Kansas volleyball's Reagan Cooper snags multiple awards after impressive performances on the court. Cooper was named the AVCA TerraFlex Division I National Player of the Week and Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week after showing her skills against BYU and Baylor. She tied her career high with 25 kills to beat number 13 BYU 3-1 in Utah, the first team to beat the Cougars at home this season. This is Cooper's second time being named Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week. K-State women's basketball player Ayoka Lee was one of five to be named this week's Ann Myers Drysdale National Player of the Week by the United States Basketball Writers Association. This is Lee's third time making it on the list, first on January 4th of 2022, and then 3 weeks later on January 25th. Lee averaged 21 points, 8.5 rebounds, and 1 steal in 2 games that ended in wins against second-ranked Iowa and Wisconsin. Mid-America Network Sports.
Jayhawk basketball this afternoon, pregame at 1 live on FM 95.5. State championship football Saturday, Axtell at Newton, 3:30 kickoff.
Plant the adaptable native New Jersey tea for its landscape and pollinator appeal. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This small-scale shrub grows 3 to 4 feet tall and a bit wider. It's hardy in zones 4 to 9 and prefers light, well-drained soils. You'll find New Jersey tea thriving in full sun to shade in sandy woods, dry prairies, rocky hillsides, mixed deciduous forests, and of course, landscapes. Clusters of white flowers appear at the end of stems in summer. These are a valuable source of nectar for native bees and butterflies. Caterpillars of the spring and summer azure, as well as the mottled dusty-winged butterflies, feed on the leaves. Watch for the birds that stop by to nibble on the seeds. The dark green leaves turn yellow or brown in fall. These have been used to make a tea that was very popular during Revolutionary War period. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
They were the first farmers in America, growing the crops, fruits, and vegetables to sustain their tribe, as well as some famous visitors in the fall of 1804. The story is next when the American Countryside returns after this.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
They were the first farmers in America and one of the largest tribes on the northern plains.
We're an Onislant Indian village. It was the smallest of the Mandan villages, about 1,000 to 1,500 people. At the time it was inhabited, there were seven Mandan villages within about a 20-mile stretch of the Missouri River.
Tracy Potter shares the story from the Onislant village, which was built around the year 1575. But the Mandan tribe had probably been here for about 1,000 years.
The only thing that ended their reign here was smallpox. And when that came in 1781, it devastated the Mandan. About 80% of them died. The remainder left this area and became refugees, moved up north. That's where Lewis and Clark met them.
The Mandan that survived the smallpox epidemic met Lewis and Clark in the fall of 1804 when they arrived in the area.
Shaheke Shoat, the white coyote, or Shaheke, he was a young man here in this village. He was born here in 1766, so he would have been about 15 when the smallpox came. He moved north with the last chief of this village, Good Boy, and sometime he became the chief of the Mandan.
Shaheke and the Mandan tribe were good hosts and became good friends with the Americans. In fact, when the party made their return here in 1806, Shaheke and his family joined the trip.
When the other chief said, no, it's too dangerous, the Sioux will kill us, he recognized that it was dangerous, but he agreed to go. I think he felt that it was a matter of patriotism to his people, that alliance with the Americans would be so powerful, so important, that he'd risk his own life and that of his child.
The chief of the great tribe of the Northern Plains met the leader of the country, Thomas Jefferson, who sent Lewis and Clark to Mandan country. Shaheke died in 1812. In a battle with the Hidatsa tribe. Traveling the countryside at the Mandans, Onislant Village, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McCray.
When it gets cold, I'm sure there are times when your livestock wish they could come in the house with you. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Shelter livestock from the winter winds by planting a windbreak when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Sheep have wool coats and cattle grow thick hair, but when the winter winds pick up, you might find them huddled against the trees in your pasture. A stand of trees can do a good job of blocking the worst of the harsh weather. Studies have shown that during severe winters, cattle in feedlots protected from the wind gained 10 pounds more than cattle in unprotected lots. Jim Brandel is an emeritus shelter belt ecologist at the University of Nebraska. He says the windbreak has to be planted in the right place to do the job.
You'd like it to be perpendicular to those winter winds, because your maximum protection is measured in distances away from the windbreak perpendicular to the prevailing wind. For most of the area that we're talking about, we're probably looking at a windbreak at least on the north, and we would strongly encourage protection on the west as well.
A windbreak on the south side can provide protection from snowstorms in late winter and early spring. But be careful with southern windbreaks. They might block summer breezes, which could increase heat stress for animals. At the minimum, a windbreak planting should have three dense rows.
One of which should be a pretty dense conifer, something like eastern red cedar or northern white cedar. Some of the spruce species work there too. We want something with some height, and so you may very well find a tall deciduous tree associated with it, and typically a shrub. Typically the shrub will be on the inside towards the feedlot.
To make chores a little easier, plant another row of shrubs or trees about 50 to 100 feet away from the main windbreak. It'll act as a snow trip, so you won't have heavy drifts in the area where you have to work with the livestock. Learn more about developing a wind shelter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion, whispers her comforting words. Till the darkness is over, wait till the tempest is done. Hope for the sunshine tomorrow, after the shower is gone.
Cook Welding and Repair hopes everyone remembers the military men and women who are away from their families this holiday season. Please send cards and care packages to them with a brief message of support from home. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving, everyone, from the staff at Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville. Sapp Brothers Petroleum wants to thank the men and women of the United States Armed Forces for their dedication to this country and urges everyone to send cards and letters to wish them a safe and happy Thanksgiving. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil.
Today, another example of women finding their place in agriculture on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data, you guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Yesterday, I talked about a recent event in West Virginia in conjunction with the 20th anniversary of Annie's Project, a nonprofit empowering farm women across the country. Brittany Ferris took part. She's with Family Roots Farm near Wellsburg, West Virginia.
As a woman in agriculture, as a woman in any industry, you are an asset. You are valuable. I'm very fortunate in the sense that our farm, since the 1800s, has been women-driven and women-owned and operated, which is really cool.
When it comes to the farm, Ferris is business-focused.
Every item that we make on the farm has a specific enterprise budget that shows us our profit before and after those fixed costs. I think that's probably had the most impact on like the success of our business, because while we all love what we do, at the end of the day, we do need to hit a profit so that we are sustainable in more ways than just one.
Ferris's message for other women in agriculture?
Whether you're in a farm or in another industry, be confident in what you do and be proud of what you do and share that with others. And I think just sometimes sharing our story can have the greatest impact on young women.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the name organic seems to be all the rave across the nation and here across the Mid-America region, wanting things to be healthy and clean when it comes to your food and certain products that you buy for your home. But are they really healthy and are they really beneficial for you when you purchase them from the store? As we sat down with State Representative Joe Seiwert from District Number 101 and a farmer out of the Pretty Prairie area that says that in the upcoming legislative session, one of the conversations that needs to be had is when it comes to pesticides and spraying along with chemicals on certain products, not making them as clean or healthy as what they say to be.
But just because you're buying it from some vendor doesn't necessarily mean it, you know, I was in every business in town because I worked business systems, you know, for that little company.
Sure.
And so I was in all the manufacturing food plants and everything like that. And, you know, I worry about everything we get, you know, like paper plates. You know, they're all manufactured. Yeah. And all that manufacturing has chemicals on it to make it slide off when they make it.
Sure.
Is that cleaned off that plate, or does it just go into the pothole and it stacks it? Mm. So chemicals on farm ground. You know, again, a mistake we could have made just in programming. Yeah. We could get down to ounces an acre. You know, that's how accurate it is now compared to, well, if it's put 10 ounces on, if we put 20, it ought to work. You know,
right.
But that was one of the things we noticed with Roundup. I don't want to make any agriculture chemical companies mad. But when we started out in the middle 90s, we was on the start of the market of no-till farming.
Sure.
And we did a lot of chemicals and start learning about it. So you could use Roundup to spray on crop ground, and you use 16 ounces and smoke it.
Sure.
And now we're at the rate of 60 to 70 ounces to do the same job.
Wow.
Did the weeds get more
tolerant?
He goes on to talk about some regulations of trying to rotate certain pesticides throughout the years that may be a topic of conversation in the upcoming Ag Committee meetings. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Steckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 7th through 9th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. OSU Extension Seminar scheduled for Thursday and Friday, and $1,000 in show bucks given away daily at 1 p.m. courtesy of Can-Am. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for full details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday.
Did you know you can choose your family? AgriGold is proud to offer 6 different genetic families and a dedicated team that can simplify your seed selection process. When you choose AgriGold, you partner with the only choice for elite seed and top-tier service. That means access to unique genetics playbook and a team that asks the right questions to know your needs. Pick the seed that gets the most from every acre next season. Contact Cottage Hill Ag Supply or Helena Agri Enterprises to place your AgriGold order today.
The nation's first hemp seed bank is being developed at Cornell University, which will benefit growers and researchers on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Hemp is a rapidly growing industry, which means more studies need to be done on the plant to produce the best product. Cornell University's hemp breeding program is in its third year and will house the nation's only industrial hemp seed bank. The USDA's Agricultural Research Service will maintain the germplasm and collaborate with Cornell scientists. Larry Smart is a horticulture professor at the university's School of Integrated Plant Science. He says this is a desperately needed resource that will have many future benefits for growers and researchers.
It provides materials that may hold genes for disease resistance or pest resistance, unique developmental traits for the plant, different crown form and plant leaf shape. In our case, also in hemp, different biochemistry that may lead to production of medicinally active compounds. The seed banks that USDA maintains try to capture the broadest genetic diversity of the species.
He says they're reaching across the country and the globe to collect hemp seeds and expand the collection.
Some of who are interested in collecting feral hemp in their states. So that would be hemp that was originally grown for fiber in the Midwest. If others in breeding programs, even commercial breeding programs, are willing to share germplasm that they have, then I'm sure USDA would accept that, as well as potentially negotiating agreements with other public seed banks in Europe or China, for example.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about the Hemp Seed Bank at agriculture.com.
There will be a land auction for the Raider Trust, sold in two tracts, located northwest of Seneca, this Saturday, November 25th. Sale begins 10 a.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Seneca. These are a good location on asphalt roads with development potential possible as home sites. They will be sold separately, not combined. They're very good farms with a history of producing good yields. The five-acre tract with a residential home and buildings is not included. Tract 1 is 80 acres more or less with 71 acres tillable, balanced in small creek and waterways. Tract 2 is 135 acres more or less, 125 acres tillable, balanced small creek and waterways. Very good access to both tracts with roads on two sides. This land auction for the Raider Trust, Saturday, November 25th, begins 10 a.m. at Knights of Columbus Hall in Seneca. For inspection or details, contact Mike Kuckelman or Dale Wilhelm with Seneca Realty. Seneca Realty will conduct the auction.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, moving through the Wednesday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit in the next hour as we see how we finalize things. It seems like we've been moving a little bit lower in the grain markets overall. Soybeans definitely taking a hit today. Corn and wheat just teetering right now. We'll see how they close in just a bit. December corn is down 0.75 cents to 4.69 1/4. March down 0.75 cents at 4.88 1/2. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's down 2 1/4 at 6.13 1/2, with the March down 2 1/4 at 6.23 1/4 cents. Oats market is slightly higher right now. December oats are up 12.5 cents at 3.70 1/2. March oats up 10 cents at 3.85 1/4. In the bean market, biggest hits here. January's down 20 1/4 to 13.56 3/4. March beans are down 18 3/4 cents to 13.74 1/4. Mixed in the meal, with December in the green 10 cents at 4.59 1/30, with the January down to 90 at 4.39 10 cents. And the soybean oil is slightly down, with the December in the red 35 cents at 53.83, January down 46 cents at 52.97 cents. In the canola market today, we're seeing January down 9.40 at 7.11 80 cents, with the March down 8.10 at 7.17 20. Cotton market is slightly higher, with the December up $1.45 at 78.79, March up a penny at 80.70 cents. Looking at the currencies today, U.S. dollar index for December is up by 37 cents, back up after some losses the last couple days at 103.82. March index up 41 cents at 103.48. We have the euro sitting at 108, the Japanese yen at 67 cents, and the British pound at 124. 30-year bonds today are sitting slightly higher right now, about a half a point higher at 115.24. 10-year notes for December are in the red at 108.23 1/2. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rustiac Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's the extravagant Black Friday sale, Friday the 24th and Saturday the 25th. We only have zeros for you. Zero down, zero payments until January 2024, 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on all new SUVs.
Rusty Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Let's keep the zeros going and take a bunch off the price. We're taking up to $15,000 off MSRP on brand new F-150s. Plus, you'll get a $500 gift card with the purchase of all new or used vehicles during our extravagant weekend.
Absolutely unbeatable.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Finance offered over the approved credit. Not all will qualify. Interest accrues from date of sale. $16.67 per month for 1,000 financing. Excludes negative equity. Up to 60,000 MSRP in stock excludes Bronco. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 11/24.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca. The best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Cattle producers may be making management decisions regarding their replacement heifers. K-State Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner discusses factors that impact producers' finances and the heifers' rations. Warner begins by explaining what factors make this year unique for managing replacement heifers.
I think this is a really important year for folks to be reviewing replacement heifer decisions and just keeping in mind what their overall goals and objectives are for their operation, really for a couple of reasons. The first is that we've had a lot of variability in terms of our moisture and forage conditions around the state this year, and that certainly is going to have a big impact on how producers will look at the decision to keep females and expand the cow herd, or if they decide to go ahead and market those females for feeder calves. And the other aspect is that they're going to bring a lot of money. Cost of feeder calves is really important. So a couple of things for folks to keep in mind there.
He lists what traits producers should look for when selecting their replacement heifers.
I think it's really important for producers to go back and study your calving records really well. We always want to be thinking about trying to select those females that were born at the beginning of the calving season for us, because one, those females are going to be older and they're going to be more developed, but then also too, that means they got bred earlier. We want to go back and look and make sure that that female was not born to a cow that had any calving difficulty. The other thing that we want to keep in mind too is things like teat and udder conformation are really important. If you make notes or comments on teat and udder conformation and you record that at calving, make sure you go back and you look at that, because there is a genetic link or there is a certain degree of heritability as far as teat and udder conformation goes. And so we want to be making sure that we're selecting females. They're going to have desirable teat and udder suspension and conformation as we make decisions and bring those females back into the herd. So those are some key important things that we always want to think about when we're making decisions on which females that we want to keep.
Warner identifies resources that people can use when looking for information about this topic.
We always encourage folks to reach out to their local extension agent and their local county or district office or their local beef specialist. There's lots of good resources there that we can help provide producers that we're going to be looking at breeding later on after the first of the year into the spring. And feel free to reach out to either your local agent or a regional or a state specialist to help guide you through that if you have any questions on that.
That was Kansas State University Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner on what producers should consider when making replacement heifer selections. Taking the time to review records is viable when making cattle decisions. Find more information about this topic and the KSU Beef Replacement Calculator at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
In the days that lead up to Thanksgiving, we think of the blessings we've been given and how thankful we are for our family and friends. The Balderson Boosters 4-H Kids want to share with you what they are thankful for this holiday season. Let's listen to what they have to say.
Hi, my name is Paxton Vogt, and I am a member of the Balderson Boosters 4-H Club. I am thankful for all the great opportunities that I get. I am thankful for my mom and my dad. Without them, I don't know where I'd be today. I'm also thankful for my three great sisters who push me to be the best I can. I am thankful for having friends that care. These are some of the few of the many things I am thankful for.
My name is Norman Jerkson.
I'm an 8th-year member of the Boston Boosters 4-H Club. I am most thankful for all the love and support I get from my friends, family, and my community. And happy Thanksgiving.
My name is Bristol Swearingen, and I'm a member of the Boston Boosters 4-H Club. This year, I'm thankful for my horse, Annie.
Hi, my name is Charlie Felty. I am in the Boston Boosters 4-H Club. I am thankful for animals. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, my name is Lizzie Swearingen. I'm a member of the Boston Boosters 4-H Club. I am in 5th grade at Maysville Elementary School. I am thankful for my family and food.
Library so big we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.